Daf is Daf Samech Hey. So we got to the very top of Samech Hey. The Mishnah begins Baal Ov Zeh. What's Baal Ov Zeh? Pisom Hamadaber Mishechyo. So it's a type of machshefa that's spoken from his armpit. And Rashi explains here, Shema Mechashef Hamadaber Mishechyo Ma'ales Ames Minaretz Moshevlo Bishechyo. It brings up the dead and it places it somewhere like between his armpit and tachas ra'osav medaber mishachi. Mark starts making these noises and it's some level of machshefa. Tells you what to do. And then the Mishnah says viadoni. That's baal ov. What's viadoni? Viadoni is medaber b'fiv. A person who speaks from his mouth. And the Gemara is going to explain where there's some bone of a particular animal that you place in your mouth and that bone begins to speak. Hare elu b'skila, these are two examples. Ov v'yadoni, both get skila. V'anishal behem b'azara, those who ask from any of these, the asker gets azara, but those who are performing the actual machshefa get skila. So the Gemara says, Maishna hacha dekatani ba'al ov v'yadoni. Why is it this mission, Masechah Sanhedrin, mentioned av, but rather ov and yadoni, mentioned both of them, but Maishna gave krisis, and Masechah's krisis, it lists all the various averos that lead to kares and lead to chatas, dekatani ba'al ov v'shiraha li yadoni. Doesn't mention yadoni there, it only mentions the ba'al ov. So why is it, leave it off the list in Masechah's krisis? So the Gemara brings a machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, why it was left off the list in Masechah's krisis. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hol Vishneim Belav Echa Nemru, because both of them have the same lav. They're both in the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "I have here on the side." No, I don't have the Oviyadoni. No, that's not the pasuk I wanted. There's another pasuk. Al Tifnu El Haovos VeHal Yadonim. It lumps them together. So since it's bechlal one lav, so you're only chayv one chata. So if a person violates both of them in the same helam, in the same forgetfulness of such an iser, he does both an ov and a yadoni, he only gets one chatas because it's all under the rubric of one lav. And that's why it's mentioned only once in krisis, because krisis, the goal of krisis is to tell you how many chatas a person could possibly give. But here in Masechah Sanhedrin, it's explaining to you what's ov and what's yadoni, so it needs to explain each of them separately. That's all shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Amar Yadoni Lefi She'ein Bo Maisa. The reason why Yadoni is not on the Mishnah's list in Krisis is because there's no Maisa. In order to be Chayv Achatas, you have to violate a Maisa. Yadoni, there's no Maisa. You just put a bone in your mouth, and then the bone begins to speak. So there's no Maisa involved in that, and that's why it's not on the list, because a Maisa is what's needed to lead to Chatas. If there's no Maisa, so then there's no Chatas. That's the Shita of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, now, Rabbi Yochanan Maishna Baal Ov Dinakit. So if it's true that really both Baal Ov and Yadoni are under the same lav, so why do they have to choose one of them? So why did the Mishnah in Krisis choose Ov and not mention Yadoni? Maybe it could have chosen Yadoni and not mentioned Ov. So the Gemara answers, because Mishum de Pasuk Beikra. The Pasuk first mentions Ov in the Pasuk. It says, Al Tifnu El Ha'ovos Vel Yadonim. So since Ov is mentioned first, so it mentions Ov instead of mentioning Yadoni in the Mishnah in Maseches Krisis. So that's the Machlokas. So the Gemara now wants to know, why does Reish Lakish my time alo Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Why doesn't he like the suggestion given by Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar Papa Chalukin Hein B'Misa. So he explains that since they are different with respect to the Misa, they have different Misos, so therefore it's going to be different Chataos as well. They both have independent Chataos. And he argues, La Lacha, if one does Ov and one does Yadoni, since they have two different Misos, so then, since it's mentioned separately, the Misa is mentioned separately in the Torah, so therefore they have separate Chataos as well. So the Gemara says, where's that Rashi I wanted here? Look at Rashi, you see the first wide line down, all the way towards the bottom. Rashi says, Chalukin heim b'misa, kishapirish eskilasan chelkin akasiv. When the Pasuk explains the onish of skila, it separates the two. Because ki yeh behen ov, o yadoni, it separates the two of them, mos yumas yumsu bevin yirgamu osam, demeim bam vloksiv yadoni. It doesn't say vi yadoni, it says o yadoni. So the word o is just separating, even though the maisa, they have separate punishments, rather, they have the same exact punishment. The fact that it says O tells us that they're independent averos. Hilchach says Rashi, "I have a yadoni bar carbon, have a mechayv aleh nami ki averle b'hadei ov." Because he says, if you, Rabbi Yochanan right now thinks that O v'yadoni are both considered ma'isa. If I do either one separately, I'm chayv. I do them together, I'm chayv one, because they're under the same rubric. So Rabbi Shlakish thinks, if you, Rabbi Yochanan, really think that Ov and Yedoni each have its own Maisa, so then you should have its own Chataos as well. Because just like they're separate with respect to the Onshin, at least the way the Pasuk presents them, so too they should be separate in terms of the Chataos. So that's why he doesn't like Rabbi Yochanan. So he therefore takes the approach that I think that Yedoni doesn't have a Maisa at all, and it cannot even lead to a Chataos ever. That's Reish Lakish's understanding of why he doesn't like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says back to Rabbi Yochanan, responds, Chalukah delav shma chalukah, but chalukah demisa lo shme chalukah. The only time you find that you can have a distinction is if the lav, if the psukim separate them with respect to the lav. Now the lav is al tifnu el ha'ovos v'ha'yidonim. So since the pasuk by the lav, the al tifnu, doesn't separate the two, it's under the same rubric. Ah, so the fact that by the misa it says o yidoni. We don't care about a chalukah that's mentioned in the context of misa. We're concerned with the chalukah that's mentioned in the context of the lav. And since in the context of lav there is no chalukah mentioned, it doesn't say in that pasuk, so therefore that's not considered a chalukah. So then the Gemara says, now Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that there is no maisa for Yedoni, that's why it was left off the list. So why does Rabbi Yochanan agree? You put a bone in your mouth and that's it, there's no maisa. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the maisa? So Amar Lacha Masnisin de Krisis Rabbi Akivahi Damarlo Bainan Maisa. Because who authored the mission Krisis? Rabbi Akiva is the author. And it's already a dua that Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a Maisa to lead to a Chatas. He doesn't need Maisim. So the fact that Yedoni doesn't have a Maisa, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree there's no Maisa for the Yedoni, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't care about a Maisa. He doesn't need a Maisa that's going to bring you to a Chatas. So since Rabbi Akiva authored the Mishnah and he left the Yedoni off the list, it's not because Yedoni is not the Zeven Maisa. It's because Yedoni is included within the category of Ov. That's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. It's a little bit of confusing Gemara back and forth. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's Rabbi Shlakish going to respond? If Rabbi Kiva really authored the Mishnah, and Rabbi Kiva has the Shita that you don't need a Maisa, so then he should say there should be a Chiv for violating Yedoni. So why does Reish Lakish think there is no chiv in the world of Rabbi Akiva for violating Yedoni? Why is there no chatas? So Reish Lakish responds back, Nihi delo by Rabbi Akiva maisa rabba, maisa zuta by. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say you don't need a maisa at all. He says you don't need a big maisa rabba. But he does agree you need a maisa zuta, you need a small maisa. So if there's no maisa at all, so fine, that's not, you don't lead to chatas. But a maisa zuta you need. So therefore, the fact that Yedoni's left off the list, that Maisa Yedoni is not a Maisa at all. There's no Maisa at all to speak of. And because Rabbi Kiva says you need some level of a Maisa. So since Yedoni is no Maisa, so Yedoni does not lead to a Chatas. That's the understanding of Reish Lakish.
The Yedoni, the bone speaks itself, you're not actually moving. Yeah. You are by Megadeth.
Exactly. Megadeth, if you're going to Akima Sfas, we're about to see, you actually say something. That's the Gemara is going to say, oh, this is the question. So, Megadev, my Maisa Ika. What's the Maisa by Megadev? When a person curses Hashem, Yosei, Yakias, Yosei. What's the Maisa there? So the Gemara explains, Akimas Svasav Havi Maisa. The moving of the lips, articulating the words, that's considered a Maisa. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Baal Ov, my Maisa Ika. Hakasha Zerasav Havi Maisa. What about Baal Ov? Ov also, you're moving your arms and your armpits, that's considered a Maisa. As opposed to the Maisa of Yedoni, it's just putting a bone in your mouth, and then everything just, the noise comes out from the bone on its own. That's not considered a Maisa at all.
What about if it's all in your mind?
Well, we need a Maisa. The Gemara says, you need a Maisa, you need a Maisa. So then the Gemara says, V'afilu l'Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan. So who are the Rabbanan? So the Rabbanan in the Mishnah Maseches Krisis, they argue on Rabbi Akiva with respect to Megadev. So just look at the Rashi. If you go five wide lines down towards the end of the line, Vafilu l'Rabbanan. Rashi says, Kamar Reish Lakish, Dehavi Maisa, Bitmiya, Kolomar. Midelo pligi Rabbanan alea hasam ela b'megadef. Rabbanan there in the Mishnah Krisis say, what do you mean? Megadef is going to not be a chai. There's no Maisa there. Aval b'bal ov mode, they agree that a bal ov is considered a aveira Maisa. Alma hakashas zrasav de bal ov, have a Maisa. So that they agree, Baal Ov is considered a Maisa. So just look at the Rashi now, look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Afilu Rabbanan, V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us? Ein achayiv ela davar sheesh b'maisa. The Braisa says you need a Maisa to lead to Chatas. kagon zivuach, kitor, venisuach, shechting, and offering a carbon and pouring the wine to the avodah zara, v'shtachav, and bowing down. And Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, man tana hishachava, Rabbi Akiva hi, damar lo ba'inan maisa. You don't need a maisa. So bowing down, Rish Lakish says, isn't a maisa. But that's okay, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a maisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu tema rabbanan. The rabbanan who in general do require maisa, kfifas kamasa l'rabban, havi maisa. Bowing down, that's a maisa. Why is that not a maisa? Of course it's a maisa. So now the Gemara says, Hashta l'Reish Lakish kafifas kamaso l'Rabbanan lave ma'isa hakashasav zirasav debal ov have ma'isa. So it gets a little confusing right now. In the world of Reish Lakish, understanding the shita of Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan did not argue, and the Mishnah increases a whole list of averas. So Baal Ov is on the list, Megadev is on the list. Rabbanan say Megadev shouldn't be on the list because Akima Svasav is not a Maisa. Moving my lips isn't a Maisa. Megadev is not Chai V'chatas. But Rabbanan agree that Baal Ov is a Maisa. That's on the list. So moving the arms is considered a Maisa. But Reish Lakish, with respect to Shtachava, explains that Rabbanan thinks bowing down isn't a Maisa. Only Rabbi Kiva thinks bowing down is not a Maisa. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't care about Maisa. But Rabbanan say Hishachava would be pater because bowing down is not a Maisa. So now Reish Lakish understands that Rabbanan hold bowing down is not a Maisa, but Baal Ov, which they agree is on the list, is a Maisa. Why is moving your arms any more of a Maisa than bowing down? That's the steer within Reish Lakish, how they understand the Mishnah. I hope you got that. Very confusing. So the Gemara says, no. Ki kama Reish Lakish nami li Rabbi Akiva. When Reish Lakish was referring to his understanding of moving the arms, that's only a Maisa in the world of Reish Lakish. But in the world of the Rabbanan, so that's not considered a Maisa. They agree that Baal Ov is not a Maisa, and Baal Ov should be off the list as well. Just like they remove Megade from the list because it's not a Maisa of Balka of the Croesus, so too Baal Ov, moving the arms, is not a Maisa that should be left off the list as well, according to Reish Lakish. So then the Gemara asks the question, see, Hachif, it's really that true that Akasha of Zeras, of moving your arms, is not a Maisa. So, Yatza Megadev Ubal Ov Mibaile. When the Rabbanan argue in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Maseches Krisis, and then they say Megadev should be off the list because Megadev isn't a Maisa, they should also mention that Baal Ov isn't on the list either because Baal Ov isn't a Maisa as well, according to Reish Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, fine. So that's not the situation. Let's figure out what's going on. So, Ella Amar Ula, the reason why Baal Ov is still on the list, even though moving your arms isn't a Maisa, is because we're talking about being Makater L'Shed. When you're being Makter, there's this shade called Ov. So normally we talk of Baal Ov as moving the arms and creating noise from the armpits. But if a person's Makter, if you offer a carbon to the shade, to the Baal Ov, that's a Maisa, and that's also an Avera. So that's the list, that's why they're abundant and agree, that type of Baal Ov, being mekater to the shade of Baal Ov, that would be a mice and that would be on the list still. Mara says, Amar Le Rava, mekater the shade, that's Oved over the Chachamu. That's a general worshipping of Avodah Zarah. And that's already on the list on the Maseches Krisis. That's a separate issue of Avodah Zarah. That wouldn't make Baal Ov any unique at all. So Ella, Amar Rava, mekater lechaber. Where you're being mekater lechaber, you're trying to collect the shadim to come together. Not that you're offering them up as avodah zarah, rather you're gaining them, having the shadim come together as a certain power. So look at Rashi explains. This is Rashi, seven lines up. The last word is mekater lechaber. Einu mekater l'shem elohus. You're not coming to do l'shem avodah zarah. Ela ayidei haktara nasa machshefos lechaber hashadim lekan. Through the Haktara, it now gathers together all the different machshefos together. That's what you're trying to accomplish. So then the Gemara says, well, Amar Lei Abaye, Hamakate Lechaber, that's Chover Chaver. That's a different Isser of Chover Chaver. That's a different type of Avera, of gathering together different machshefos. So that's not going to be unique about Baal Ov. So the Gemara says, and you're right. But HaTorah Amra Chover Zeh Biskila. So let's understand for a second. There's two types of Chover Chaver. In this world of Baal Ov, the Yidoni, and there's in the Mishnah list, rather the Pasuk says Chover Chaver, is one Isser. There's Shol Ova, there's Yedoni, and there's Dorish El HaMesim. Those are four Isserim that are listed together. So we already discussed that Baal Ova is speaking from the armpits. We said Yedoni is speaking with that bone in the mouth. So what's Chaver Chaver? Chaver Chaver is where you're gathering together either animals to do some type of Machshefa, or you're gathering Shadim together. So when the Pasuk speaks of gathering the animals together, that's the Isser that Pasuk mentions of Chaver Chaver. But when you're gathering Shadim together, that's a separate Isser of Skila. And that's a different thing. So that's what it seems to be referring to of the Baal Ov. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, HaTorah Amra Chaver Kegon Zeh Skila. This type of Chaver is considered Skila. Territory. This is an answer Rashi explains. After the fact that you've gathered together these various evil forces, if you did this on purpose, Amr Torah, Shehe B'Skila. That type of Chover Chover gets Skila. B'chol Shezidonu Chai Misa, Ashkagasa Mevi Karbon. And when you do it, B'mezid, it gets a Skila, a Misa. So then the inverse would be if you do it only B'Shogeg, so then you bring a Karbon. D'chi Amrinan Chover Chover Eino El Bazara. When you get an lav, that's a hamachaber chayosu behemos nechashim akravim lamakum echad ayde lechashim. When you gather animals together, that's where there's a lav. But when you gather shadim together, so that's the misa. So it sounds like what the Gemara explains here, when we say baal ov in the mission Meseches Krisis, it's really referring to this chover chover of gathering the shadim together.
How is that explained? Gathering shadim.
Has what explained?
How do you gather shading?
How? Thankfully, I don't know how to do that. This is a. Yeah. You have to open up the.
Level 101
yeah.
After.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll teach you.
The gather shading. Right. There must be something behind it.
There is. I don't know what it is, but there is something. There's something to this. The Gemara quotes a Bryson now. Tan Rabbanim. You have to know what you're doing. Chover Chover. Echer Chover Gadol. Echer Chover Katan. A person violates the Isser of Chover Chover of gathering animals, whether it's a Chover Gadol, whether he's gathering large animals, or whether he's gathering Chover Katan, whether he's gathering small animals, insects. V'afilu nechashim v'akravim, even if he's gathering snakes and scorpions together, that's also b'chlal the Isser of Chover Chover. So Amr Abai, Abai says, Hilkach, therefore, Haiman did summit zibur v'akrava, one who does this, catches a small type of bug, a hornet or scorpion, afagav dekom mechavim delo lizko, even though his intent is on not, so he doesn't damage, it's usher to do this. One's not allowed to do this, to use this machshefa to prevent him from damaging. The Rashi does point out here, unless he's coming to kill someone, if it's pikuach nefesh, where animals are chasing after you, then one is allowed to use this, because we know no isser, no veira stands in the face of pikuach nefesh other than gilei raya, shvichas damim, and avodah zara. Chover chover is not considered avodah zara. It's considered a lav. So you're not allowed to do the lav, just stam to do it. Even to prevent damage, you can't do it. Only if it poses a danger, pikuach nefesh, is one allowed to use it, chover chover. Gemara now says, back to the whole discussion of a maisa. So Rabbi Yochanan, maishna de kfifas kamasa le rabbanan have maisa, vakimas svasav lo have maisa. Now in the world of the rabbanan, according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said that Rabbanan remove Megadev from the list in the Maseches Krisis. Rabbanan say Megadev is in a Maisa. But earlier when it came to bowing down, so Rabbi Yochanan said even Rabbanan would agree bowing down is considered a Maisa. So why is bowing down a Maisa? And why is moving the lips not considered a Maisa? What's the difference between these two cases? So Amarava, shiny Megadev, hol v'yeshna bun leif. Because the Iker Isser of a Megadev is about the leif. Rashi just explained, you look at the last two lines before you turn the page here. Hol v'yeshna b'leif, it's all about what's in the machshava. Ikr chiyev haba alav tali b'leif. The ikr iser of Megadev depends on what's in his intent. Shemiskavin levarech Hashem. If he intends on cursing Hashem, so he gets the iser. Shafilu levarech Hashem kol hayom. A guy is cursing Hashem all day long, v'ein b'libo klapi mala. But he doesn't intend on actually cursing Hashem. He just likes saying those words. He has another intention, just uses Yudke Bavke, but he doesn't really intend on Hashem being the recipient of this klala. He's not chayef. So it's not about a maisa that you do, it's all about kavanas halev. So even though Akima Svasav is a maisa, but that's not the mechayef. The mechayef for Megadev is the kavana belev. So that's why when it comes to Megadev, it's not about the maisa, they remove it off the list. As opposed to Shachaveh, the whole mechayef there is the bowing down. So that's why it is considered a Maisa. Bowing down is considered a Maisa. So the Gemara now asks the question, the top of Amud Beis. Again, this is not easy. Meisiv Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks the question, Yatsu Eidim Zomimim Shein Bahen Maisa. So there's a decent sized Rashi here. He describes that when it comes to the bring a chatas, one would not bring a chatas for Eidim Zomimim, because Eidim Zomimim, there is no Maisa. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why is there no Maisa? Vamai. Hal Lesnei Belef. The only reason why we said Megadev isn't a Maisa, meaning we acknowledge that Akima Svasav is a Maisa. But since Megadev goes based on the Lev, so we ignore the speech. But in a situation where it doesn't go based on the Lev, it goes based on speech, Eidim Zomimim is about speech, so then we would acknowledge that the speech is considered a Maisa. So how come this Brisa that they're quoting here says, Yatze Eidim Zomimim Shein Ben Maisa? There is a Maisa. The Akima Svasav is a Maisa. Whenever we don't care about the Lev, and we care about the speech, so then speech is considered a Maisa. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Shiny Eidim Zomimim Hol V'yesh Nebakol. Because the Gemara explains here, the issue of the Eidim Zomimim is not the Akima Svasav, it's the sound. Yeah, you need to move your lips as part of creating the sound, but it's not the movement of the lips that's the iser, it's really the sound that makes its way over to the dayanim. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says around eight narrow lines down. Amar Rava, shiny eidim zomimim hol v'yeshin b'kol. Iker chiv b'shmias kolam lifnei bezdin huba. It's not the sound that's being created, it's the sound that's being heard. That's really the mechayiv. And a kol less b'mamish. Sound has no substance to it. Hilkach havei k'megadev detali b'lev. Therefore, in essence, it's tali on the heart. It's not really tali on the heart, but it means it's not tali on a maisa of akima svasav. It sounds like the chakir when it comes to tzkiyah shofar. Is tzkiyah shofar about blowing it, or is it about listening? It sounds like here, it's about listening to Eidim Zomim, that's being heard, that's the iser. And since hearing is not a maisa, that's why it says, Yatsa Eidim Zomim she'ein ben maisa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is kol li Rabbi Yochanan lav maisu? Is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan thinks a sound, creating a sound or having a sound heard, is not a maisa? V'ha itmar chasma b'kol v'hinhiga b'kol. Let's say you muzzle an animal with a voice, with a sound. What does that mean? Every time the animal tries to eat, you scream it, so it gets startled, so it never eats. You don't put a muzzle on, but using your sound to make it not eat, that's considered the iser bal tachso. What about the hinhiga? You lead two animals, two different animals, a cow and a lion, are plowing through the field. So that's an issa deraisa. Let's say you cause them to move, not by pulling them, but by saying whatever you say to them to make the, you know, get them to move with your sound. So that would also be a violation. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan thinks you're Chayiv in such a case. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Akimas Piv. By using your kol, using your lips and sound, that qualifies as a maisa. Reish Lakish Amar Pater, Akimas Piv Lo Havi Maisa. Moving the lips isn't a maisa. We're concerned with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that moving the lips is a maisa. So if moving the lips is a maisa, Lagabe Kol Chasma, Chasma Bakol, and Hinhiga Bakol, so to Eidim Zomim should be a violation of the kol. So how come the Brisa says, Yatze Eidim Zomim She'ein Behem Maisa? So the Gemara finally finishes off and says, Ela Amarava, Shiny Eidim Zomim, Hol V'yeshna Beriah. The Isser, the Mechayiv of Eidim Zomimim, is not the Kol, it's not the Akimas Piv, rather it's the Riyah. That which they saw something and they testified about what they saw. The vision that they created, yes, they had to use their words to explain what they saw, but it's really the Riyah, or really the false Riyah that they created, is really the Mechayiv here. So since the Riyah is the Mechayiv, and there is no Mamashis, there's no Maisa on a vision, on something that a person sees or imagines, that's not a Maisa, and that's why the Braisa says, Eidim Zomim Ein Ben Maisa. But La Maisa, Akimas Piv is considered a Maisa in general. But you have to figure out, in each Avera, is that Akimas Piv the Mechayiv? For Megadev, it's not the Akimas Piv that's the Mechayiv, it's the Lev. So therefore, that's not considered a Maisa. When it comes to Eidim Zomim, it's the Riyah that's the Mechayiv. But we have to realize, at the end of the day, Akimas Piv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is considered a Maisa in general. Okay, there's interesting toses on top here. But we're going to skip it. There's one. There's interesting talks about the Yatza Eidim. How could you ever have a case of Eidim Zomim bringing a carbon? The Gemara has a Havmina that maybe they should be kind of have a carbon. The Gemara said they don't bring a carbon because there's no Maisa. But had not been for that answer, it sounds like you would bring a carbon. So Tosa asks the question, gives two answers for those who want to take a look there. Let's go Vaita now. The Gemara quotes a Brayis Tanur Rabbanan Bal ov zemadaber bin aprakim. Bal ov is a case where a person speaks between his knuckles or anywhere in the body where two bones meet. Or mi bein atzilei yadav, or between on his armpits. Anytime a sound comes out of those areas, that's the isser of bal ov. And yadoni ze hameniach etzem yadua. Yadua, Rashi says, is the name of a certain animal, a certain chaya. The bone of this animal, a person places a befiv in his mouth, humedaber me'elav, and it seems the bone begins to speak on its own. That's what bal ov is, and that's what a yadoni is. So asks the Gemara, is it really true that this, so just look at Rashi for a second on mi bein aprakim. Rashi says, "Mal es ames, the dead comes up from below ground." The yoshev lo be'echam mibein perki ha'tamos shemachashiv. It sounds like a ventriloquist, where like a little like doll sits on the guy's knee and he starts to speak. So this mace comes from up from the dead, and he sits on some bein aprakim on the guy's body, and there's knuckles on his knees or somewhere, and then he begins to speak. So that's it starts to move the bones and move the armpits, and a very strange thing. So that's what the Baal Ov is. So the Gemara asks the question, is it really true that the mace comes from the below ground and sits on the guy's lap? Mesive. Vaya, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Vaya ke'ov merit. Ke'ov is the Baal Ov. When the Ov comes from the ground, kolech, you hear the sound from the ground, sound like it doesn't come up. You just hear from the kever, some voices are coming out. But not that the mace comes out from above, from below the ground. My lav dimishtai ki orcha. Is it not that you hear the sound from the place where it's lying down? Mar says lo disalik v'yasu ben aprakim u'mishtai. First, the mace comes up, sits on the guy's lap, and then begins to speak. Gemara asks another question. Tashma v'tomha ish el shaul. The ish, the woman said to Shaul Elokim Elo. I'm not sure which one this is. Reisi olim minara. It's probably Elohim. It should be here. I saw gods coming up from the ground. So my lav dimishtai ki orcha. Is it not that they heard sounds coming from below the ground and the mace didn't actually come above ground? Lo the yosiv bein aprakim umishtai. It's a situation where it came from above, from the below the ground, and sat in his lap or her lap and began to speak. Take note of this case here, the famous story of Shaul and Isha, the woman who had brought it up from the dead. Because there's going to be an interesting question in Tosos in just a moment. Tani Rabbanan, Bal Ov Echad Hamale Bizuchuro Echad Nishal Bilgulgola. So this is very, if it's not strange, it gets even stranger now. So Bal Ov, he's Malahim Bizuchuro, which is referring to the man's aver. So somehow Rashi explains here that Bizuchuro Male Umoshiv Esames Al Zichroso sits on this the man's aver. And whether it's a case of that or it's a case where there's a skull that's in front of him where he speaks to the skull and the skull starts to say something. So ma bein zelaze, what's the difference whether he's mala the mace on his zichuro, or he's mala where he speaks to the gilgolas that's on the gilgolas that's on the floor here? So the difference is mala bezichuro eino ola kedarko. When you have the mace come from above, from the ground, to sit on his aver, so then the mace doesn't come up the right way. It comes up feet first, then the head. It comes up backwards from above ground, from below ground. Ve'eino ola b'shabbos, and also refuses to come out of the ground on Shabbos. As opposed to Nishal Bilgogolas, if there's a skull in front of you, so then Ola Kedarko comes from below ground, head first, then the right side up. And Ola B'Shabbos is willing to even come above ground, even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ola Lehechasalik HaKamei Manach. What's it coming up for? Did we just say it's a situation where the Gogolas is already in front of you, there's a skull there? Se'ela Ema Ona Kedarko V'Ona B'Shabbos. It doesn't mean it comes up, because we're talking about where the skull is already above ground. It's talking about where it responds in Kedarko in a proper way. I don't know what that means, Kedarko or not. And the other one is that it also will respond even on Shabbos. So Tosa just asks a question here. The case of Shaul, the Isha, so how could he refer to Isha? Obviously, he doesn't have an Aver. The Isha is not a man. So how could Rashi interpret the word Zechura referring to sitting on the Aver of the man? So he gives a different interpretation that Zechura is just a Targum of what Ov means. It's a Targum, that's all. It's the name of Ov. Okay, so there's a Shaila on the back. I didn't get to go through this. Is a person allowed to reach out to Ov in order to figure out if it's Shabbos or not? Let's say a guy's lost in the desert. He doesn't know when it's Shabbos. And he's by a base kvaros. So can he go and speak to Ov? And if Ov responds and comes up from above ground, he knows it's Shabbos. Rather, he knows it's the other way around. He knows it's not Shabbos, exactly. Because it won't come up on Shabbos. Could you use that as a test? So I didn't get through the whole thing, but it's brought down an interesting discussion here. Okay. So there's a reason to learn these things of Ov and Yidoni and Chover Chaver. There's perhaps a toilet in this. Yeah. Fine. The Gemara now says Vayter. V'af she'la zushal tarnas rapis harasha. As Rabbi Kiva, he also asked this question. Ma lo ma yom mayim. He wanted to know what is Shabbos. What's so unique about Shabbos? Why is Shabbos any day? Why is it any more special than any other day of the week? Umalo amagavr megavron. So Rabbi Kiva says back to him, "What makes you any better than any other man that you're you know you're the king?" So Amarlei demaritava shavas demaritava. So maritavi that Akash Baruch Hu wanted me. Akash Baruch Hu desired that I'm going to be the king here. So Rabbi Kiva says, "Well, Shabbos nami demaritavi. The Akash Baruch Hu wants Shabbos to be special as well." So Amarlei hachi kamilcha. No, no, I wasn't asking you. I understand that Akash Baruch Hu had this concept of Shabbos. My question is, mi yemer dahein Shabbos? How do you know today is Shabbos? Prove to me today is Shabbos. How do you know we didn't lose the tradition of which day of the week is Shabbos? So Amalei, he says, Amalo nar savtayon yochiach. This particular river is going to show, because this river, where's Rashi, it refuses to flow on Shabbos. Rashi says, nar savtayon yochiach, nar echad shavanim. It's a river of rocks, or on top of rocks, I guess. U'b'choy mosa Shabbos show teifah holich, u'b'yom ha-Shabbos show kivinach. The rapids are moving every single day of the week. Shabbos comes, this river stops flowing. It just stays stagnant here. That's what, yeah, it sounds very similar. Yeah, it's about, yeah. So, I've never been.
That's the entrance to Gan Eden.
Yeah.
You can get across.
Right. So, so that's the, that proves to you that such a Shabbos exists, and that's the day of the week. So, Baal, Yochiah, could also prove it to you. Because they don't respond on Shabbos. They won't come back to you on Shabbos. So these are two things as part of nature that tell us that today is Shabbos. So, Kivru Shel Aviv Yochiach. So the kever of your father will prove to us. Shein Ma'ala Hashem B'Shabbos. Your father's kever. And the smoke comes out all the time because he was such a Rasha. But on Shabbos, there's no smoke. So Amar Lo, Tanish Shabbos, the Rasha says to him, Bizisu B'Shaisu V'Kilato. You embarrassed and you cursed and my father's kever by mentioning such an inin. Because the fire of Gehenna stops on Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara now says, Shol Ov, Hainu, Dorish, Elamesim. So why is Shol Ov in the Pasuk separate from Dorish Elamesim, seeking out advice from the Mesim? Isn't that the same exact thing? We said Ov is when you bring the dead from the below the ground. Isn't that Dorish Elamesim? So the Gemara says, Dorish Elamesim, the Mesim, Kiditanya, Dorish Elamesim, Zeha Mariv Atzmo, a person who starves himself, Beholich, he goes and sleeps in the cemetery. In order for that, he should have a ruach tuma rest upon him. That's what Dorosh El Mesim is. It's a different inin. When he gets to this pasuk, Rabbi Kiva was very, very, very sensitive. He'd cry often, we find in the Gemara. So these are one of the examples he would cry when he got to this pasuk, and he said, Maha mariv atzmo kedei shetisha alav ruach tuma and shor alav ruach tuma. A person that could starve himself and be not zocha, but he could have ruach tuma rest upon him. Hamariv atzmo kedei shetisha alav ruach tara. How much more so should a person take to heart that if he starves himself to order for the ruach tara should rest upon him? That should work as well. Aval ma'asa, what could I do? Shavanosenu garmulanu, that our great sins have caused us not to allow this to happen. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kiim avnoseichem hayum avdilin beinechem levein elokeichem, that the sins have caused us to be distant from our God, and therefore we have no zuchus of the ruach tara to be shor aleinu. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "I bar tzadika bar alma." If a tzaddik wants to be able to create the world, shenemar ki avanoseichem hayu mavdilin, and there, how's that proved to us? So then Rashi says here, "Im ha im lo hayu bahem avonos." Had there not been any averos, ein kan avdala, there wouldn't be any averos. I guess it means then they would have the connection to Hashem and have the koach to create. Okay, something along those lines. So the Gemara then says, Rava bara gavra. So Rava actually once created a person. He created a golem. He created such a creature. So what happened with this golem? Shadri the kamid Rabbi Zera. He sent this golem off to Rabbi Zera. Have a kamishai bahadeh. They're having a conversation. V'lohava kamahadirle. Rabbi Zera says, Shalom aleichem. And the golem didn't say anything back. He asked him a question. He didn't say anything back. So Amrullah, he says, Min chavraat. He says, you must be one of those golems that Rava likes to create, since apparently they don't have the ability to speak. They have no das. So, Hadar Lafrich, you should go back to the dirt. And the golem went back to the dirt, and that was that. Shev Chanina, Rev Oshaya, Haba Yasve, Kolmala, Shabbos, Vask, Besefer Yetzirah. Every Erev Shabbos, there'd be Osik in the Inyanim of the Yetzirah Yetzirah. Who Mivrele Igla, Tilsa, Vachlele. They would create a calf, I think a calf that's a third calf amongst the calves, and they would eat it for Shabbos. That's what they did. So Tanya Rabbana in the Brisa says, Ma'unein, Rabbi Shimon Omer, what's Ma'unein? Another one of the Yisurim listed in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zeh HaMavir, Shiva Mine Zachar Al Ha'ayin. What's this referring to? So Rashi explains that it's Shechva Zera, Misheva Brios, U'Mavir Al Einav Ve'osek Shavim. Really strange about this here, weird things. Fine. Then Chacham Omrim Zeha Ochez Es Ha'anayim. It's referring to no person who magic, who really fasts with the hands. And when you do magic, that's the issue here. So that's why they point out the Frum magicians will tell you one of their tricks beforehand to just show the kids that they're not doing anything that's real. It's all just a really quick movement of hands. Rashi explains here, Ochez Es Ha'anayim. Ochez V'soge Einei Habrios. It says that according to Rashi, you hold and you close the eyes of the people. Umar Lehem Kilo Osid Varm Shapel. You're doing magic, you're disappearing, you're being cut in half and still alive. All those types of things are just, again, magic, and it just looks like something, but it's not really that case. That's Ochez Einei. Rabbi Kiva Amar Zeh Mechashiv Itim V'shaos. That refers to a person who says, now's a good time for this, that's a good time for this, this is a good mazel for that. So there is a discussion based on this Isser, and I think this is a Chassam Sofer that mentioned this on Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to going to a Bezdin during Adar, it's a good mazel, and not going to Bezdin during Av, where it's bad mazel. The Chassam Sofer has some discussion on Shulchan Aruch about this, and I'm not remembering what it is, though. Something along the lines as to why that is not Bechlal, the Isser of the Mechashiv Itim V'Shos. Anyway, so what's Rabbi Kiva say again? Zeho mechashiv eitim v'shaos. He calculates when's a good time, when's a bad time. V'omer hayom yafel latzeis, l'machar yafel likach. Today's a good day to leave, tomorrow's a good day to buy. Limudei arve shvius, to buy these types of things from arve shvius. Chitin yafos ikari kinios, miyos raos. So he has all these different plans of when to buy this, when to buy that. Rashi explains, limudei arve shvius is klomer, erev shvius is lemedim ragilin lios chitim yafos. Erev Shvius is normally a time where the produce is good. Ikari kitnios meyos raos. Kolomer haoker kitnios veino kotzen shuv and maslian vein markivos. A person who uproots kitnios, different types of beans and stuff, and he doesn't cut them, it's not going to go bad at all, and they're not going to rot. So I don't know what that case really means here. But either way, it's a person who tries to calculate when's a good time and when's a bad time to do certain things, and that's bechlal the isser of ma'onin. Okay, we will stop here. All right, everyone have a wonderful day.